Step to the task and miss a thing. You got to come strong. If you're coming on, you better come strong. Get out of my way. Gonna come out shine. Tell you what I've got. Raw rage. Nothing you can do. What is going on, South Carolina and all the ships at sea? How are you today, Producer Ramon?
I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for asking.
You're wonderful.
Yeah, we have lots to get to today. You know, I listened to Kwok's interview with Tom Allen on the way in. I thought Kwok did a great job. Thought it was an interesting interview. A lot of ground covered. Look, there's another 2 hours worth of questions to ask. But you only have so much time, and plus that's sort of an introductory interview too, and it had to be. You know we haven't really had a chance to hear from Tom out, and so you know that's there are a lot of almost introductory kind of questions which you're required to ask, you know, and you know, I sent Kwok a question that he might ask, but I sent it too late. I sent it today. I need to send it yesterday, and it relates to the Peter Woods question that I've always asked that no one has ever asked, which I find amazing that no one's ever asked this question, and I've asked it since the start, and that is on the Peter Woods front, more particularly as it relates to this season. Obviously, Peter Woods is lighter. He's at 300 pounds or something around there. The first thing I'd like to know is, was that at Tom Allen's Tom Allen directive? And I would assume it is. I would assume it was. I would assume that Tom Allen watched last year's film and decided that he did not want Peter Woods playing at 325 or 330 or whatever he was at last year. So I'm assuming that. And if so, then I would also assume that the reason is to get quicker, more explosive. You know, I have made the case forever that Peter Woods does not need to play at 325 or 30 pounds to stuff the run because he doesn't need that extra sand in the pants because he's powerful enough. I don't think anyone's just going to dislodge him and push him around. And so I don't think he needs the extra weight. But the loss of the weight makes him that much quicker and more explosive and be able to wreak havoc, which is what he needs to be doing. He should be an explosive three tech, and that's where he should be, and that's the weight he needs to be at in order to be the best version of himself. And you know, like I said, he doesn't need the extra sand in the pants. He just doesn't. He's people are not going to push him around, but you know, he won't fatigue as much. He clearly fatigued last year. He saw it all season long. You know, and there had to be a change there. And it was sort of obvious to me all along there had to be a change. And now there has been a change. And I would assume that was Tom Allen watching film of last year and saying, man, this guy can be way more productive if he's not in the type of shape he's been in the past. So I'm assuming that that's the case. There's a, you know, I just thought that, you know, like I said, you have an interview like that. There's so many things to ask, so many things to be answered. Plus, Tom Allen is a little long-winded himself. So, you know, Dabo likes guys who are long-winded like him. So I don't know how Wes Goodwin ever got in there to begin with. Silent Wes. You know, it's I'm not sure how he ever fit in that conversation, but I thought Kwok did a great job and really fascinating. And I think, you know, Tom Allen, there are some similarities I think between Brent Venables. I mean, always super energetic. You know, these guys are cut from the same cloth. You know, they are. And I mean, the great defensive coordinators, they're all sort of cut from the same cloth. They don't look and sound like Wes Goodwin. They just don't.
Think Venables drives like he does drive in Oklahoma?
Yes. Yeah, I do. And I think he probably has carte blanche to do it, too.
Yeah,
as long as he
does.
Wins football games, he has carte blanche. Otherwise, he'll go right to the slammer. Yeah, Brent Venables, the worst driver probably I've ever seen. Well, except for this idiot earlier today who got in the left lane and circumvented the two middle lanes, were stopped at the red light and then ran it and went right around him. You can't trust. Don't trust anything. That's what I'm telling you. Don't trust anything. Don't trust any of these drivers. Don't trust any lights. They don't mean squat to most of these people. They certainly mean nothing to Brent Venables. Brent Venables, the worst driver I have ever seen. You know, I saw it by accident one day. I was in downtown Clemson, and I see this freaking idiot just all over the road. Just like I mean, you would think this guy was just lit in the middle of the day. And I'm like doing the full road rage cussing and everything else, and then I see it's Brent Venables and his family.
He's got to get somewhere.
Yeah, and remember I asked Dabo Sweeney about this.
Oh yeah.
And Dabo Sweeney went on this long story about how Brent Venables the worst driver in history. That they were on a recruiting trip one time and all their lives were at stake because Venables was driving.
Yeah.
So Texas said Goodwin's catching strays. Yeah, I didn't really mean for that to happen, but look, I mean, there's just such an obvious difference when you listen to a guy who actually has done this thing. You know, when he's been a defensive coordinator forever. And, he's a brilliant defensive mind, and he's a tough guy, and these guys are all cut from the same cloth. And it doesn't matter what level of football they are. You know, my friend Josh Phillips cut from the same cloth. They're all cut from the same cloth. You know, that's who they are. And if they don't have that, then they can't be great at that job. They just can't. It's what it takes. And obviously, Tom Allen is a guy who knows his craft, too, and knows exactly what he's doing, and he knows how to motivate men. And he talks a lot about, teaching them that you love them first, that you care about them first before, and then
chew them out.
Right. Exactly. Before, before you ever get into, up downs and running gassers and all the things that they're going to do for failing to meet their stated, goals. But I think that as a Clemson fan, I think you should be real excited about what you heard there. I want to get to a little more of that later specifically and talk about the personnel a little more. I want to start with Dabo Sweeney's press conference, though. Again, it was a Dabo special. It was about an hour long. At one point, something set Dabo off on a side story about the name Brian Kelly in a gift shop and a little stage. And Dabo came back like 10 minutes later and he said, I'm sorry, what was your question again?
That's pretty fun.
That was the funniest part of the whole story. I knew instantly that it was a different Brian Kelly. It took me like 2 seconds to figure out, Brian Kelly, not a rare name. It's not exactly like Deptula, It's Brian Kelly. Brian Kelly, not a rare name. I'm guessing this is a different Brian Kelly. I figured that out in the first 2 seconds, but it was still sort of funny because Dabo had been sending Brian Kelly the actual Brian. Well, they're both actual Brian Kellys, but the coach of LSU, Brian Kelly, Dabo had been sending him all this stuff about, man, your wife and your gift shop and your stage and your music and Brian Kelly's getting this stuff like thinking, what the hell is wrong with this guy? So it was pretty funny. So we're gonna get into Tom Allen and defense a little bit later, but I want to start with some of the things Dabo Sweeney said and what it meant to me. And look, everybody reads these things differently. All right, hearing Dabo Sweeney talk about the running back room, and I've got to admit I was interrupted there for a second on the running back room, but I have the feeling that you're going to see three running backs play and that it is going to be very much a backfield by committee. I do not think there's going to be a featured back. I actually think that by the time a featured back is established, it's going to be Gideon Davidson. And I don't know at what point that'll come, but I think that Adam Randall, Eazy-E, and Gideon Davidson are going to be the three guys who play. I've said before, I don't think Haynes is going to be any factor this year. I just don't. I think it takes far longer than that to come back from a knee injury as a running back and to gain confidence again. Even when you're physically cleared, you're not mentally there. I think those three running backs are going to be the featured three running backs. I think that they are going to share the workload. It may be dependent on who's hot and who's not at the moment, but I think you're going to see all three of those guys. I did not come away thinking that Clemson's going to have a featured back. I came away thinking that you're going to see that mix of guys. And I would keep in mind that, you know, look, 2 years ago, I loved Eazy's film. We talked highly of him and his ability and his explosiveness and his power and his size. And then, you know, the same thing happened with Gideon Davidson this year, who's, you know, already at 205 or whatever he's at and runs a 10.6 900 meter. So, look, we've seen a little bit of Adam Randall, and Randall gives you a completely different body type and still long speed and physicality in limited doses. We've seen Adam Randall, you know, at 235, whatever he is, in high school, Adam Randall ran a 10.88 or something of that sort, which is good, especially for a bigger guy. And then your other two backs, Eazy-E and Gideon Davidson, actually ran even faster than that. So you have some speed and some explosiveness and some home run hitting ability in the backfield. And, you know, when Dabo Swinney talked about Eazy-E, I think it's important to recognize what he said there. He said a more explosive Wayne Gallman. A more explosive Wayne Gallman is playing. Okay? Anytime, anywhere, a more explosive Wayne Gallman is playing. That was my read on that. And so I think you're going to see three backs. I think you're going to see all three of those running backs play, and it may just be, you know, who takes the reins is decided by that game, that moment, or, you know, the consistency of the production. You know, ball security, things like that are going to play a role in that. And we don't know anything about the ball security of these three running backs as yet. Nothing. We don't know a single thing about the ball security of these running backs. There's no way to now. None of them have carried the ball at this level. Not for anything that's meaningful. I'm not talking about a carry here or there. I'm talking about, you know, carrying it 15 times in a game. You know, you've got to protect the football. And that's going to be a challenge for these backs. You know, pass pro is obviously going to be an element of concern. And you would think that Adam Randall, having, you know, a 6'2.5", 235-pound frame, whatever he is, would be ideally suited in pass pro. But, you know, there are other ways to remedy that, too. I just think that when you hear the words, basically, he said, you know, he said he's Wayne Gallman. He talked about how insanely physical he is as a runner, and then talked about, except he's, you know, faster. And so he's talking about a more explosive Wayne Gallman. And that's pretty high praise. Pretty high praise. You know, so I think when you look at those three guys, no offense to Adams or anything else, and there may be some opportunities there. And again, you know, it's first up. It's who gets the first shots and how do they play. But I would be surprised if all three of those guys don't share the workload from game one. And, you know, game one is a little different because you've got LSU on the table, and obviously it's a very big game. You know, there's no experimental room. You don't get a gimme out of the box that you can mess around and see who plays best with. No, you need somebody to play well in game one. And, you know, and so game one might be a little of an outlier in this regard. I mean, you know, you may see the more experienced player get more of the work. That wouldn't surprise me. I still think you're going to see three backs, and I still sort of think that when the dust is all settled, that Gideon Davidson will be getting the majority of the carries. I don't know when that is. You know, I mean, I remember when Deshaun Watson was here and they were telling us that that other quarterbacks gave you gave the team their best chance to win. And I was saying, no, that's nonsense that Deshaun will be starting by game four. And I specified game four, and of course he started game four. And nobody had told me that, which is obvious. I don't know. I don't think this situation is nearly as obvious. And I think it depends. Honestly, let's just say Randall gets the first shot against LSU. All right. If he plays really well, they're going to keep giving him the ball. And early on, that'll keep other people from getting their shots. On the other hand, if he puts it on the floor, if he puts it on the ground, and that's going to cause somebody else to get a shot immediately. So, you know, I think this thing is going to be tentative at the start, but I think it's going to focus on those three guys. Those three players are the players who are going to get the majority of the handoffs on this football team this year. And you can sort them out whatever way you want. I think it's too early to do it. I still sort of think Gideon Davidson will get the majority. As you look back on the season, I think Gideon Davidson will have the most carries. But regardless of how it plays out, I think that Randall and Davidson and Eazy-E are all going to get work. And I think they're all going to play pretty well. You know, again, these other areas like ball security, pass pro, it remains to be seen. We just don't know the answers, especially on the ball security front. We have no idea. You know, you have some running backs who go through essentially whole careers where they don't fumble the ball. And you have others who put it on the floor, put it on the ground constantly. You know, there's no way to measure that. I mean, they have a way at this point from what they're seeing every day, but we're not privy to that. So we don't have an answer to that. But, you know, and sometimes that changes in game situations anyway. You know, and of course, the first time you fumble, now everyone's out for blood. You know, now they view you as a fumbler, and now they're going to try that much harder to rip the ball out of your arms. So I think that's going to be an important element of this in figuring this running back pecking order out. But when you talk about Randall, and people are going to be surprised by Randall, when you've praised Davidson as much as you have and the film tells you why. And again, Dabo Swinney said he thought Gideon Davidson was the best back in the country last year, just to be clear. And then again, on Eazy-E, he said Wayne Gallman with better top-end speed and talked about what a violent, that's the word he used, a violent runner. Easy is. Okay, if I have a violent runner who's like Wayne Gallman, who has better speed, which he does, there's no question he does, you're playing that guy. You're playing that guy. So those three backs are all going to play. I don't think anyone else really is, not at least in primetime minutes. Or if one or two of those guys doesn't produce for whatever reason, then you might see Morvin Adams. I think you have a pecking order of three guys, and I think it's going to be done by feel, by moment, and then as the season goes on, it might be the old adage about the cream rising to the top. We'll see. Walt Eptula, Road Rage, quick break.
It's been over 2 years since Bobby Carpenter had regenerative treatments at QC Kinetics. He needed relief from knee pain, but he wanted to avoid surgery.
I thought I might have to have my knee scoped, had some injuries, some lingering pain from stuff that I had been dealing with from years of playing professional football, and things had kind of flared up again. I started talking to a friend of mine who's orthopedic, and he was like, well, try to avoid surgery if you can.
And you absolutely can avoid surgery. QC Kinetics provides patients with state-of-the-art regenerative treatments, orthobiologics from your own body, that help heal and restore damaged aching joints. And we'll let Bobby tell you about that.
It was all of a sudden that one day, a couple months later, I was here, let's go jog, let's try to see what I could do. And the more I did, I was pain-free with it, and it was actually a pretty remarkable process.
Before going under the knife, see if you're a candidate for non-surgical joint pain treatments at QC Kinetics. Call them today.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-448-3772. That's 864-448-3772. 864-448-3772.
Hey, it's Esme Carter with Spectrum Paint, your independent and family-owned paint source with locations in Clemson, Greenville, Spartanburg, and Landrum. Shop the widest array of brands at Spectrum Paint, including Benjamin Moore Paints, Pittsburgh Paints, Rust-Oleum, Graco, Remobio, Ready Seal, Renner Wood Coatings, and more. Projects large and small, whether professionals or do-it-yourselfers, We have the coating, supplies, and expertise to take care of you. Visit us at spectrumpaint.com to find the location nearest you or connect with our local sales team.
Bojangles just launched the new Breakfast Burrito. Sausage, gravy, eggs, and bow rounds all wrapped in a flour tortilla. But hurry, it's here for a limited time. It's bow time.
How well do you know the condition of your home's plumbing system? Are you positive that there's not a slow drip behind a wall or under a cabinet? My name is Mike with One Time Plumber, and we're offering a free inspection on your home's entire plumbing system. We're checking everything out, but here's a few highlights of what we're looking for. The condition of your pipes, the condition of your water heater, the pressure in your shower, the list goes on, and we're going to inspect it for free.
The plumber whose name is his number, One Time Plumber. One Time Plumber.
Honey, am I a procrastinator?
Well, for 4 summers, you said you were going to fix the dock.
I did?
You did. Every time a deck chair slid into the lake.
Well, maybe I am a procrastinator.
At Yoder's Building Services, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking.
You also said you were going to the gym.
I did.
Yoder's Building Services. Where quality is a way of life. Visit goyoders.com.
When you're on the water, peace of mind is priceless. Towboat US on Lakes Hartwell and Kiwi offer memberships starting at just $109 a year for freshwater services like towing, jump starts, fuel delivery, soft ungrounding, boat recovery, and more. Visit HartwellLakeServices.com.
Need a new financial institution? Visit any of State Credit Union's 20 branches. Need to buy a new car? Apply on State Credit Union's website. Need to buy a new home? Call State Credit Union's mortgage department. Need to pay bills on the go? Use State Credit Union's mobile banking app. No matter what financial service you need, you'll find it at State Credit Union. Learn more at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. NMLS number 478278. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey, Green Goblin here. So you've got a clogged drain in your bathroom. Water in the sink's overstaying its welcome. You're spitting today's toothpaste on top of yesterday's toothpaste. You hope that it go away. Yeah, clogs don't just go away. I make them go away. I'm Green Goblin, the only clog dissolver you need. I'm bleach-free, safe for your pipes, and I work. Guaranteed or your money back. Because I never met a clog that was going to unclog itself. Green Gobbler. Let the gobbler get it.
Life doesn't wait, and neither should you. Aleve can help you deal with pain less throughout your day. Whether it's a long day on your feet, a demanding workout, or everyday aches and pains, you need relief that can keep up when pain persists. Aleve is here for you with longer-lasting body pain relief compared to leading OTC-branded pain relievers. With just one pill, Aleve lasts up to 12 hours. Don't let those aches hold you back from doing what's important to you. Use as directed.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Here at The Roar, every day is game day. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, we are back. You know, we could make an awful lot of money if we could air the show during the break.
Oh, if we did that, I probably wouldn't speak at all.
You can get in if you want. 654-7627. Let's friggin' go. It's football season. Let's go. Let's go. I mean, you should be all jacked up and pumped up about what you're hearing at Clemson. Look, every year the people at Clemson are excited, okay? Every year we hear nothing but positives. So, you know, most years you have to sort of temper that a little bit. You know, you have to recognize that, you know, there's a lot of optimism at Clemson always. In the recent years, it's been somewhat unfounded. It's not unfounded this time, as we've been saying since February 1st, and the nation seems to have caught up on. I think there are a lot. This team has a lot of answers, which was apparent to me then, when you when you go beyond evaluating them in a vacuum and you look at the big world and you compare them to everybody else, it seemed to me that everybody else had more problems with the possible exception of Tom Allen's old team, Penn State. And I think that's the case. I still think that's the case. Nothing has happened to change my mind. But from a running back standpoint, I think it's pretty clear to me you're going to have three running backs play. It's going to be those three guys, and I wouldn't expect to see anybody else except for garbage time or if any of those three guys do not succeed for whatever reason. And, you know, and again, early on, it may well be Adam Randall in game one against LSU based on experience, based on situation, but we shall see. We shall see. Tessa said Haynes and Green will probably transfer. Look, that's part of the nature of the sport. You know, it's just the way the game is now. So, you know, again, in Haynes's case, he's coming off a serious injury, and I think it's about readiness. I think he's a guy who would have played, but I just don't think he's going to be anywhere near ready. I just don't see it. Terry said Brown Brownell would love Wayne Gallman. That guy had grit. That's true. Terry said, nice segue, Walt. You mentioned making money during break after playing Eddie Money. How about that? Texas said, Dabo usually makes unbelievable statements in these opening press conferences that always seem to come true. His belief in the punter position is my vote for this year. Yours? Well, look, there's a mixed bag of that, to be honest, because remember last year, the defensive end position was allegedly set, and you know, and Dabo had asked positionally before the year whether you needed more bodies there, and it wasn't addressed. So obviously there was a belief that the defensive end position was satisfactory, was good enough, plenty good enough going into last year. Well, that belief was wrong. So there's one that missed. The quarterback thing was right, that hit. But I would say that the belief about defensive ends last year was wrong. And I still think the belief about defensive ends is overplayed right now. I think you have three that, to my way of thinking. I mean, you may have nine, but you don't have nine that you want out on the field playing, because I'll have to see that to believe that part. Because I, you know, last year you had one. I mean, and that's the reality. And that was an issue right from the get-go, an obvious issue. And now adding Will Held changes that picture a little bit. And we'll see long-term what how Alexander's utilized. It may be need-based as well, but I'm not as confident in the defensive end depth. I'm looking for Lawson to take a step forward this year. And when I see that, I'll feel a little better. But I still think you're an injury away there from having some issues. And again, last year, it was a complex group of factoids that contributed to how poor Clemson was against the run. And I want to get to what Dabo Swinney said about this, too, about the defensive front from last year. But, I mean, basically, you know, he's a truth teller. What he perceives to be the truth is what he tells you. You know, I was thinking on my way in here, Ramona, that if Dabo Swinney ever wanted to actually address a higher calling, even than coaching college football, which is a pretty high calling in itself, you know, you want to talk about a guy who would be perfect as the czar for college football, it would be him. You know, college football has lacked that guy forever, and I think Dabo Swinney would actually be better at it than anyone else could possibly be, and that includes Nick Saban, anybody else you want to throw out there, Sankey, anybody. I think Dabo Swinney would be better than anybody else. Now, he's not going to go do that, so you don't need to sweat that. It's not, and Walt's not saying Dabo Swinney should go do that and give up coaching. No, none of that. Terry says, Lawson put on any weight. Yeah, I believe he has. So I think that's going to help in terms of setting a hard edge. And I think he's a guy who has some explosiveness and maybe gives you another piece off that edge. But I'm not real confident in the game readiness of that entire group of defensive ends. I don't think you have to go down far and you're going to be hurting at that spot again. In other words, I don't even think you want one injury at that spot. I don't think you want to see Parker or Held go down If you do, I think the drop-off there would be fairly substantial unless Lawson really takes a big step forward, which he might. Mike and Anderson. Mike, how are you?
Yes, sir. Doing well, Walt. I had a quick question for you.
Yeah.
It's about, I listened to Tom Allen on Clock Show today.
Yeah.
But very quickly, before I ask you the question, and I'll just ask the question and hang up. But yesterday, when you were doing the four greatest players at schools and pro teams and everything,
yeah, yeah.
I really enjoyed that. That was you could do a whole show on that. I'm surprised more people didn't call. But I wanted to thank you for bringing up, somebody brought up the 49ers and Jerry Rice and Joe Montana and Steve Young and Ronnie Lott. And then you countered with John Brody. And then you were talking about, I think it was the Browns, Paul Warfield. I'm an older guy, and I remember those guys. I remember seeing them on TV when it was in black and white, I think. That's the way I remember it. And there was two games a weekend, NFL on TV on two of the three networks. And, man, I grew up idolizing those guys. And can you imagine how many yards, how much money Paul Warfield would make today?
Yeah.
If he played in these pass-happy offenses,
yeah.
It's scary.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, he's a guy who's been more hurt in terms of historical argument by erroneous
yes.
statistical debate
yes.
than any other player in history. Because if you just go watch the film on Paul Warfield, Paul Warfield is clearly one of the five greatest receivers who ever lived. It's not even debatable. He was a gazelle. He was so insanely smooth. He had a plus 40-inch vertical leap. He had insane hands. He just played for two franchises in Cleveland and Miami that just didn't throw the ball. I mean, the Miami Dolphins won a Super Bowl. I believe one of those Super Bowls they won, I believe they threw it seven times in the game. You know, and so, you know, you were playing a totally different game, and Warfield just didn't benefit from it. But yeah, I think the receivers that people, when people talk about the greatest receivers, and they talk about all time, when they don't mean all time, what they really mean is like the last 20 years, and that's
yep.
their all time
yep.
reference. But if you talk about the greatest receivers who ever played the game, then these three guys better be in your top six or seven: Don Hutson, Paul Warfield, and Lance Allworth. Those three guys
Absolutely.
Better be in your top six or seven, wherever you want to put them.
Absolutely.
And I think you can make a really good argument that Don Hutson is the greatest receiver ever played, period. Above Jerry Rice, even.
I could agree with that. Lance Allworth played for the Chargers, correct?
He did.
In the old AFL?
He did. And he revolutionized the sport and revolutionized the game. And when you go look at his yards per catch, the numbers are insane. He had multiple seasons where he averaged like 23 yards a catch.
Wow.
And think about the time frame he was doing that in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember watching him as a kid. And was Don Coryell, was he the head coach of the Chargers when all
Coryell was the in terms of the NFL passing game, yes, and Coryell is probably the most significant innovator in terms of the NFL passing game. Collegiately, it would be Lavelle Edwards, Mike Leach, and Steve Spurrier.
Yep, I would agree, but Coryell was he was an offensive genius.
Yep.
It's just that simple. But to my question,
By the way, Mike, I just looked that up. All right, Lance Allworth, for his career, that means the fading away years too, averaged 18.9 per catch
wow.
for his career.
Wow. That's scary.
And he had individual seasons where he averaged 22.6, 20.2, 23.2, as I said. And then even in the middle of his career, it was 18.9, 19.4, 19.3 before it finally went down in his later years in those couple years in Dallas.
Wow.
But it never went below 13, even in his last year.
Wow. And I would venture to say, I don't know, and this is a generational thing. I get that. Probably half the people that listen to this station, they probably don't even know who Lance Allworth is or was. Because it's so generational.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Look, yeah. Look. As sports fans, we don't remember what happened 2 weeks ago. There are a lot of people who don't even know Michael Jordan existed now.
Okay. I got you. Bill Russell never.
Oh yeah, he didn't play at all. Yeah, no one. He played against plumbers and things like that. That's what the kind of nonsense that JJ Redick spit out of his pile.
Okay, but quickly, my question. I know you're going to get some break soon. You talked yesterday about last year's defense and how they got trucked so often, and you mentioned personnel issues. You mentioned conditioning issues, and you mentioned the defensive coordinator, and all those three things are true. But I'm going to use an example. And when his first year here, Garrett Riley didn't have a very good year. And when people were complaining about him, including myself, you stood by him. I remember Quack really stood by him and said, give him time. Well, last year was an entirely different year. If you look at the issues that the defense had last year, And Tom Allen, despite how good of a defense coordinator he is, can he make that much of a difference from last year? Okay.
Yeah, this
all
is.
Right. Well, I'll hang up.
Yeah, this. By the way, Mike, this is an excellent question, and I'll address it as soon as we come back. So hang on there.
Yes, sir.
It's
Thank
well
you,
done,
Paul.
Mike, as Thank always. By the way, Paul Warfield averaged 20.1 per catch for his career. That's friggin' insane. And he did it in a time frame where he still wound up with nearly 8,600 yards receiving, even though he played for teams that didn't throw the ball. But he averaged over 20 yards a catch for his career, even better than Allworth. And listen to this. These are consecutive seasons, and yet people don't even know this guy played. 20.6, 21.9, 21.3, 21.1, 25.1, 23.2, 20.9. Those were all consecutive seasons. See, to speak about history, you have to know the history. And when you talk about the top six receivers of all time, if Hudson, Warfield, and Allworth are on your list, then you're just wrong, period. Wrong. You're just completely wrong, and you shouldn't talk about that. You should just stick with some sort of frame of reference you have some comprehension of. I'll answer Mike's question about, it's a good question. It's, Garrett Riley could not come in here and turn the offense around in a year. Why should we believe that Tom Allen can come in here and turn the defense around in a year? We'll get to that on the other side. And Robert, you'll be up right after that. Quick break.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them. They have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go. And that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Are you looking to take your lawn to the next level in 2025? At Carolina Top Dressing, we are committed to serving the upstate and bringing golf course-type practices to your home, including aeration, top dressing, dethatching, and soil conditioning. Also, ask us about our latest top dressing amendment, Carolina Mix, or sign up for any of our turf services by visiting us at carolinatopdressing.com for your free quote. And as always, go Tigers!
Searching for your dream home? Great Southern Homes is here to make it happen. Whether it's your first house or your forever home, we offer an amazing selection of plans and communities to fit every lifestyle. With endless personalization options and upgrades, you can create a space that's designed to fit your unique taste. From Clemson to Columbia and beyond, we'll help you find the perfect place, whether it's right around the corner or across the state. Discover greatness reimagined and check out our Clemson communities at greatsouthernhomes.com.
Hi friends, Mickey Plyler here. I would be delighted if you joined us Wednesday, 6 to 9 a.m. for the Mickey Plyler Show. Dane Young, UGA.Rivals.com will join us to talk Georgia football Andrew Oliphant is going to preview the British Open from Portrush in Northern Ireland. We'll get with the Major League Baseball All-Star Game review. We'll talk SEC Media Days with Georgia, Texas, Auburn, and Tennessee. That's when you join us for the Mickey Plyler Show from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on The Roar.
Adam Schefter here for Vivid Seats, your ultimate destination for all your sports and concert needs this summer. With a game-changing rewards program and an unbeatable selection of tickets, they make it easy for every fan to watch their favorite teams and players in action. Catch every home run and thrilling comeback in person from your favorite seat. Plus, every ticket is backed by a 100% buyer guarantee, giving you peace of mind with every purchase. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats, the official ticketing partner of ESPN.
Oh, by the way, Ivan's no longer on the project. His wife got a new job, so they're moving across the country.
Robin's top researcher is deviating to a new market. This isn't standard.
And now we're short-staffed. Who's going to finish all these projects?
She needs a cluster of new data analysts, and there's no margin for error.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The Roar, now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Walked up to the road rage. We are back. By the way, that song right there is the song that Boston actually opens their concerts with. I've been to a couple of them. One that was right here, our good friend hooked us up on that day. We were advertising for them, and I went to the show, and they gave me backstage passes and all the stuff and the food stand. We're treated like kings. It was nice. Lots to get to. Steve Sarkisian, Ramona, what color would you say that suit was? It was like what color?
Actually like that suit.
Look.
I thought he looked nice.
Well, listen, it's burnt. Their colors are burnt orange. Would you say that was burnt orange? I would say no.
No, it was some sort of brown.
Yeah, some sort of mealy-mouthed tan.
No, I liked it.
Yeah, no, so
the
some
tie
of,
match.
Sort of an odd.
The tie sort of
matched, but it was
got a little thing in the pocket. I think it looked.
Yeah, it was sort of like a weak tan or something. Yeah, I don't know.
No, see that guy. He don't look good.
Well, he's in purple.
His tie's really bright, and his coat doesn't match.
His coat doesn't match what the tie.
Yeah, the tie matches the
handkerchief.
For
you see the tie matches the handkerchief right there. We're talking about SEC Media Days. We'll get to that in a little bit. Let me answer Mike's question, and I'll get to Robert. Mike, my answer would be, and Kwok did address this with Tom Allen. And we've talked about this before. Everywhere Tom Allen has been, he has created immediate success in year one. So he has a track record of being able to create success in year one. I think that's key. I think from a Garrett Riley standpoint, Garrett Riley had never worked with a quarterback as inexperienced as Cade Klubnik. And when he got here, I think he thought that he was inheriting something other than what he inherited. What he inherited was a young problem quarterback. He inherited a group of receivers that pretty much stunk and were all injured. There was no way to salvage that. There just wasn't. There was no way. You couldn't push Cade Klubnik's experience level ahead a year. You couldn't do that. I don't think the defense is in that dire circumstance. I think the defense had particular issues. And they were gap integrity, run fit issues that presented a problem all year long. You know, Diablo Swing, you addressed this a little too. I want to get to that, but I thought that I think that this is why Tom Allen can shift this in year one. It's that there's still talent there. I think that he's made demands of some of these players, including conditioning. I think we are going to see Peter Woods at 300, which is what I've been asking for forever. I think that the addition of Will Held shores up a major area of concern that Clemson had no personnel answer for last year. So Tom Allen will have a personnel answer for that. And I would imagine that another year's development of Shaq Lawson will help the depth there as in that spot. You're going to have a healthy Wade Woodhouse, which you didn't have at the end of the year. Tom Allen talked about how Wade Woodhouse is the leader of the defense, and that's not surprising. We actually had a little conversation with Jim Davis, former Clemson basketball coach, the other day about Wade Woodhouse, and he asked me, he said, "Well, when you talk about these guys, these runaround block guys, were you including Wade Woodhouse?" And I said, No, coach. That wasn't targeting him at all. I've always said I really like Wade Woodhouse. I think he's got sideline to sideline ability. I think he's a pro, and he's the leader of this team. And Tom Allen talked at length about his leadership ability and how he is the number one leader on this football team. That means you can coach him hard. That means that other guys, that he can enact discipline on other guys as well, and they respect who he is as a player, and they know that that he loves them as well. So there was a lot of that conversation. But I think another year of Sammy Brown, I think, is enormous. Year two of Sammy Brown, I think, changes the equation. There are going to be some other positive reports you're going to hear, I think, in some of these other interviews that will be coming up that you'll want to stay tuned to the station for. Kwok and Ben will have a lot of those for you. And I think that when you look at this picture of what Tom Allen's charge is and what he's already meant from a culture standpoint, I think you will see dramatic change this year. Am I going to say that Clemson's defense is going to go to top five in the country? I'm not ready to say that, but I think from every standpoint, the theme all last year was this team could not stop the run. Tom Allen would never have settled for that. Okay, even last year with no other real answer on the edge. And with Peter Woods at 330, Tom Allen would have stopped the run. He would not have been trucked all year. He may have given up something on the back end as a result, but he would not let somebody just run the ball on him all year as people did against Clemson. That just wouldn't happen. So now he's in a better position with a couple more pieces in his toolbox, and he's a master at what he does. And so I think you're going to see that right from the get-go. And again, in three different locations, he's been able to affect positive change in year one. So that's my answer, Mike. And one thing on Diablo Swinney, and I want to get this in a little more depth, and Robert, I'm coming to you. You know, Diablo Swinney mentioned, you know, the run gashing problems last year. He even mentioned the Citadel, South Carolina, Texas ran all over us, because he was asked about this defensive front versus, you know, the Power Rangers. And he said, you know, this group has better depth. But he said, I'm hearing all this basically nonsense about all these guys going in round one. He said, you can't find that on tape anywhere. He actually said that. He said, you can't find any tape last year of these guys being round one. He's right. You can't. And that's why the Peter Woods stuff is especially crazy, because he hasn't done anything to make him a round one player as yet. Now, he may this year. In fact, I think at 300 pounds, I think you're going to get the Peter Woods that's a round one player. But Dabo Sweeney's 100% right when he says, look, these dudes haven't done anything yet except get trucked all year. He said it's the same bunch of guys who got run over last year. And he's right. He's right in that assessment. So some things had to change, and I think they are changing. And I think you're going to get the best version of all of these guys. Plus, you're going to get a defensive line, particularly a defensive tackle, in my mind, that has much better depth. I think the defensive end depth is yet to be determined in terms of quality depth versus, jag depth. We'll see. Robert in Georgia. Robert, how are you?
Walt, I'm great. I hope y'all are.
Yeah, thank you, Robert. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, before I get to the defense, I couldn't be more excited to hear Dabo talk about Adam Randall. man, I really thought that he had a chance to just flourish at running back. And if Dabo isn't pumping sunshine, it sounds like he may.
Well, again, I think you have three running backs, and I think Dabo talked highly of all three of them. And he said Gideon Davidson was the best high school football player in America last year, best high school running back in America. He said that Eazy-E is a more explosive Wayne Gallman, who runs with great violence. And then he also spoke about Adam Randall. So I think you're going to see all three of those guys. And I sort of thought that all along. And, you know, how the breakdown goes is going to depend on how they play. You know, if Randall gets first shot against LSU and he plays great, then he might anchor that position for the year. I still think by the time the season's over, Gideon Davidson will have the most carries, but we'll see.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think that's a weakness or an area of concern for Clemson at all. I never did. I think, like you said, the defensive in-depth is probably my biggest concern.
Yeah, I still don't think you can afford an injury to one of those frontline guys unless Lawson takes the next major step.
Yeah, and maybe another player as well.
Right.
I don't know who that would be. But getting to the defense, I agree. I think Tom Allen can make a huge difference. You know, Walt, I watched that defense all year last year and couldn't just scratch my head. I couldn't figure out if the players were just out there doing their own thing or there was just something so complicated that they just kept screwing it up, especially along the defensive line. And, you know, I came on air one time and was talking about one of the players. I can't remember who it was. It was two players, two defensive linemen. One was barking at the other one for not being in position on a play. In the very next play, the one that was barking was in the wrong position.
Yeah.
I mean, it just looked like a fire drill out there.
Yeah, I mean, look, in the Texas game, I thought the whole side got washed away repeatedly. I mean, or you know, you could have put any fool back at running back for Texas, and they would have rushed for positive yards. So I thought there were issues all year with gap integrity and run fits. I don't think it was season long. It was never fixed. And you just, as a defensive coordinator, again, at the very least, you have to be able to fix that. You know, even if you're short personnel, and this team was short personnel, obviously short personnel at defensive end. That was just blatant that this team was short personnel at defensive end last year. And so, you know, Wes Goodwin, in a way, got dealt a little bit of a difficult hand by Clemson defensive standards, but the silly simple truth is that I don't care what hand he got dealt. You can't let somebody just line up and run the ball at you over and over. And as a defensive coordinator, you've got to adjust to that and stop that. And then, you know, if they beat you over the top, then so be it. But you can't let them control the entire outcome, as happened all year. And that's what Tom Allen is not going to have. He's not going to have it. Venables wouldn't have had it, and Tom Allen's not going to have it either.
Yeah. Yeah, and run around block linebackers. Yeah, that ain't going to happen either. So, but you know, I just find it interesting you when you get to talking about what defensive coordinators, what kind of cloth they're cut from. You know, I mean, I could not agree more. They don't have to be hyperactive like Venables and Tom Allen, even a Will Muschamp, but they got to be intense.
Yeah.
You know, the
nature of defense. It's the difference between defense and offense. Offensively, you can have a Bill Walsh. You can have a genius. Okay, you can have an evil genius. Defensively, you've got to be smart, but you've got to be tough. Defense is an entirely different game.
Yeah, you got to have that intensity. You know, like a Tom Landry. Or even a Bill Belichick, or even the greatest defensive mind in the history of football, General Robert Nealon. Those guys weren't hyperactive, but if they got on you, you better hope you didn't have a full bladder.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, they were intense.
Well, and look, some of those gentlemen had really different practice personas from what you saw on game day. Like, Belichick was probably closer to a raving lunatic in practice than what you saw in game days.
Yeah.
You know?
That's why I was a little hesitant to put him in there in the mild-mannered, in super intense classification. But, I mean, that's just the way you got to be. You cannot because defense has to be intense. It has to be wide open. You got to know where you got to be, and you got to be violent.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just no way about, around it. So,
yeah, and West, and thank you, Robert. Good talking to you. And look, and the reality is that, again, this is probably more West catching strays, but West was just never cut out for that. I mean, anytime you watched him speak in public, I mean, he you know, he looked like the little kid who was going to be forced to stay after school because he did something wrong. You know, he just, there was nothing about him. There was just nothing about his persona that made you think, oh, this guy's going to be a good defensive coordinator. It doesn't matter whether he had the knowledge or not. You know, look, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. I think the country club is closed. I think the country club was wide open under Wes. I think it's closed under Tom Allen. I think every player on this team knows two things. Every defensive player on this team, they know that Tom Allen loves them, and they know that he can be ruthless when he needs to be. And he's going to be. And I think they experienced that right from day one. You know, you want the classic tough love. I think they got it right. And I think it was an eye-opening experience given what they have come from under Wes Goodwin, where, again, I think it was just too much country club. So I think that's how change happens, Mike, in answering a quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Well, Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can get a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds, through a 100% online process. It all starts with an online intake form. Get started at Hims.com/radio, and from there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs, with options up to 95% less than the brand names. Millions of men experience ED. But Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.